It's 8:41. It's Wednesday morning with the Musers. Let's look ahead to NBA Finals Game 3 coming up at 8:55. A couple of segments ago, we were talking about scouting and how often pro scouts miss and the mystery that that is. Well, Fernando says that he has lined up for us the guy who is considered the worst scout of all time. So joining us now on the Buyer's Barricade ticket hotline is the worst scout of all time. What's your name, sir?
My name is Reginald B. Paltz.
Oh. Ribby? It's our very own Ribby Paltz. Who, yeah, I guess you've been scouting athletes forever for your newsletters.
For forever, not only for the newsletters, but I think I've worked for just about every NFL team, NBA team, hockey team, and baseball club.
Huh. Wow. I didn't realize that.
Well, yeah, and I think this is totally unfair. I'm not sure where Fernando gets his information from that I'm a bad scout, but I think I'm about 100% on being right.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we do have some.
I keep getting employed. Look, I worked at every freaking team in the majors.
Yeah.
Every team in the NFL. Come on.
We do
have. Wrong.
We do have some audio proof though that shows that you whiffed a number of times.
I doubt that very seriously.
Well, okay. let's roll this from 2013 when you were working for the Cavaliers.
Anthony Bennett is the best player I've ever seen, gentlemen. All right, that's unfair.
Those are your words.
Well, that was taken out of context. That was actually said during a sports interview.
Well, okay, so how's that out of context?
That's our point, yeah. All right, this is when you were with the Philadelphia 76ers just a couple of years ago.
The teams that do not take Markel Fultz in the draft will be out of business within 5 years. Mark my words, gentlemen. Okay. So I was close on that one.
There's 0 for 2 right there. I guess we can try NFL since you claim you're such a great NFL scout.
I don't think so.
This is when you were with the Browns.
I think what I'm about to say is an understatement, but I'll say it anyway. Tim Couch is the greatest quarterback I've ever seen, gentlemen.
That was an understatement.
Yeah, I thought it was an understatement at the time, apparently.
And here locally, you had some misses even way back in the day, Ribby.
Let me tell you something, Norm. David Clyde will take the Rangers to 4 to 5 World Series, minimum, okay? He's so healthy, and he's so durable. And that's just the truth, Norm. Yeah, I was on with Norm back in the day. Huh?
Yeah. In your defense, a lot of people thought that, I guess,
yeah,
way back in the day.
Course, yeah, of course. Yeah, I may have. A lot of people thought that. I wasn't off base there.
This may have been your greatest miss of all time, though, Ribby.
Well, I mean, no, O.J. Simpson, he's, you know, he's possibly an average college running back, but in my opinion, he'll be a trash running back for the NFL. And I have it from an inside source that Heisman win was a fluke. And from what I see, he's just not very mobile. He's not a good east-west runner. He's not a good north-south runner. I mean, he's a great guy, don't get me wrong, and he'll always represent himself as a human very well and stay married to Marguerite for life, but he will not be known for football. When it's all said and done, he's going to be known for his humanitarian efforts to curb homicidal violence, gentlemen.
Oh, wow. Man, that was
spectacular
miss. By far your greatest miss.
You're the only guy that ever sized up OJ as not very mobile.
Yeah, and
this
is from the 90s. This is right up there with OJ as far as character right. Evaluation, I think.
All right. Lawrence Phillips will be the greatest, most well-charactered running back of all time, okay? He will hold every NFL rushing record by the end of his career. And he will never die by hanging himself in a prison cell with a do not resuscitate note taped to his chest, gentlemen.
Ribby, you care to tell us how Lawrence Phillips passed from this earth?
I believe he hung himself in a prison cell with a do not resuscitate note taped to his chest, George.
That's true.
All right.
But now, in my defense, let me just say, okay. Obviously, I didn't remember these, but I had missed on quite a few there.
Uh-huh.
But I've hit on some big ones, too. I mean, for example, I hit on Dirk Nowitzki. Play the tape there, Expo. Dirk Nowitzki is okay. I mean, he'll be a serviceable NBA player for a few years. See?
That's not a hit?
That's a hit.
He was great for 20 years.
He was in there for a few years, right? And then let's not forget, I had one of the greatest hits in sports history. Thomas Brady from, I think, Michigan. I think he'll be about a sixth-round pick somewhere in there, and if you take him in the sixth round, you're getting exactly what you think, a sixth-round pick. You know, I mean, now, hell, he might actually surprise you and marry a supermodel or something and have a bunch of passing records. I don't know, but hell, the odds of that are about the same as Donald Trump becoming president, so, man.
Well, sure. Okay, I guess we'll give you partial credit on that one.
I would call that a hit.
All right.
Greatest hit of all time. Who's this Fernando saying I'm the worst scout of all time?
Yeah, I guess you do have some hits, Ribby.
Some hits. Hey, Giorgio.
Yeah.
Giorgio, I'm going to be in Dallas coming up here in, in a few years. I'm going to take it down there to Dallas.
It's hard to make plans that far out.
Yeah, there's a big sex toy convention down there, so I'm going to be down there. You mind if I stay with you at your place?
Yeah, I think I would. Mind.
Why?
Well, there's plenty of hotels in Dallas. I live a long way from the city.
I can sleep right between you and your lovely wife.
No. That's all right. All right, see ya. There goes Ribby Paltz, scout, expert, emeritus. 8:48 on the ticket. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight. Maybe we should start with who's going to play next.